Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Friday, the 26th of October 2012, and welcome to this week's Wholesome Bites. Earlier on in the week, I spoke about how to manage your household budget and how to budget to make sure that you have money for groceries every week. Now, I want to talk to you about yellow sticker items. If you come across a bad week where you've had to pay out for something unexpectedly or you don't have a huge amount of money to start with, yellow sticker items can be a serious saviour when it comes to your household grocery budget. Do you know what a yellow sticker item is? I certainly do. I often jokingly refer to where you find the yellow sticker stuff as the salmonella section of the local supermarket. But really, I've never been sick, or I actually don't know anybody who's been sick from items that they've bought in that section. What happens is, particularly around 7:30 p.m., the staff members go through the perishable goods section. So you're talking fruit and vegetables, meat, dairy, prepackaged foods, and they check, and bread as well. And they check the best before or the use before dates on all of the products. Anything that's coming up towards the end of its usability is then yellow stickered. So a large sticker goes over the barcode on the back of the product so that it won't scan at its original price or its normal price. And then a new barcode is programmed and put on the front, and then a new price is put on it. The more of them that there are to shift, the lower the price will be. So if there are, say, 50 litres of whole fat milk still to shift, then that will then be put down to a lower price than 20 litres of low-fat milk. And then they're all put into a large section. So in my supermarket, there are four sections that I go to when I go shopping and before I get the rest of my groceries. So there's fruit and vegetables, bread, dairy, and raw meats. And I know you're thinking, gosh, she's mad. You know, you're seriously pushing things to the absolute limit. But I'm not really. Stuff like cheese, milk, meats, prepackaged meals, if I don't use them straight away, which I often will do, I'll definitely put them into the freezer. I can often buy half a dozen free-range eggs for as little as 70 cents. And the difference with eggs is that they come up on the yellow sticker aisle a week before their best before date, and they keep fine in the fridge. So when you're on a very tight budget and you've had some unexpected expenses, consider going to your large supermarket in around the 7:30 p.m. every night, and particularly towards the end of the week, and you could save yourself a fortune.